Barbara Scrivener wakes up every morning at 5. It's her quiet time to think about what she has and what she has missed.
Finishing your cereal, please.
These days, she helps raise her grandson, getting Drayden ready for school each day.
It's because I want to...
Okay, go get your backpack on.
It's 100% different. I mean, it's great. I actually have a real life now.
Scrivener spent 21 years in a federal prison for drug conspiracy. Her daughter and grandson got to know her only on visitation days.
So good luck.
She was released earlier this year after President Obama wrote Scrivener this letter, commuting her sentence.
Remember that you have the capacity to make good choices.
46 more prisoners will get early release Tuesday. Scrivener knows the problems they'll face.
A lot of struggle. It is really hard, especially if you've been incarcerated for many, many, many years, because everything out here has changed. You're going to have to learn how to live life in this world.
The president's legacy rides on their success. Through his commutations and changes in sentencing laws, more than 6,000 will be released before he leaves office. Judge Ansar Haggerty sentenced Scrivener to 30 years. He's now retired, giving up federal court for a racquetball court. Back then, though, Haggerty couldn't lower her time because of mandatory minimum sentencing rules.
The overall consideration was to try and even out the sentences across the country, and that's why they enacted the mandatory minimums. But some of them, I always felt, were too harsh.
We asked Scrivener to take us where she happily lived with her baby daughter before her arrest. She'd not been back in 22 years.
This is where I wanted to, thought I was starting a new life. And then it all crashed and ended, and it took my life away.
Drayden, slow down.
Now she's got a chance at another one. In Portland, Oregon.
Silly.
Carolyn Frasutti, VOA News.